One source of PFAS pollution it cites across the state and country has been current and former military bases. The Department of Defense estimates 401 of its bases have some level of PFAS contamination. States have begun to adopt strict standards for PFAS cleanup. Michigan expects to have new standards enacted by April.
All right, get everybody's attention, please. We're ready to move on to the...
At a September meeting in Oscoda, the site of the former Wirt Smith Air Force Base, state officials said they plan to use these stricter standards to hold the Air Force accountable for cleanup. Steve Sliver is with Michigan's PFAS Action Response Team.
If Michigan promulgates MCLs lower than the 70, you know, will the Air Force comply with them? And, you know, we've heard Department of Defense say yes when those are enforceable state drinking water standards, and we intend to hold them to that.
But in New Hampshire, where stricter PFAS standards went into effect this year, former lawmakers and some residents say the Air Force appears to have backed off on its promise to comply with the new standards. Mindy Mesmer is a former Democratic state representative in New Hampshire. She helped pass the state's stricter PFAS standards and is a self-described activist when it comes to PFAS issues. Mesmer says the Air Force...
Surprisingly, even though they had indicated to us that they would comply with state standards, have now backed off on that, have reneged on that promise.
Specifically, Mesmer says the Air Force declined to offer bottled water to residents whose wells exceeded the New Hampshire standards for PFAS contamination.
We feel, and the state of New Hampshire has acted, and so and they agree with us, that it's very important to protect the youngest, most vulnerable of our population from these toxic chemicals. And the Air Force, you know, deciding not to comply with that is very concerning.
Mesmer showed us a letter sent to a former constituent from an Air Force spokesperson, stating that the Air Force does not, quote, have a time frame for resolution of the discrepancy between federal levels and the new state regulations. Mike Wimsatt is the director of the Waste Management Division of the New Hampshire Department of Environmental Services. He says, as far as he knows, the Air Force has not yet taken an official position on whether it will follow New Hampshire's PFAS standards.
There's no question this has been a source of frustration for us. We certainly hope that they will make a decision. But in our view, if a state promulgates an enforceable standard, then the Air Force and Department of Defense across the board should honor those standards when they're doing cleanup work in those states.
Mesmer says she believes the Air Force is avoiding taking an official position, while at the same time notifying individuals that they will not be provided bottled water.
The only way I found out about this is because a constituent, like I said, forwarded an email to me from the Air Force. So they haven't even really publicly acknowledged to us that they're not going to do this. And that, you know, if you're not going to do it, say it, and then we'll deal with it. But to be not straightforward about this is very concerning, too. I mean, I think it shows a lack of leadership and responsibility overall.
A spokesperson for the Air Force said in a written statement that they have not changed their position on state regulations and are following a multi-step EPA cleanup process. In response to a question about whether the Air Force would follow state standards stricter than the federal ones, the spokesperson said, quote, "The Department of Defense evaluates state laws and regulations regarding PFAS for applicability and consistency of response actions among the military services."
I think that it's consistent with the Air Force's course of conduct.
This is Tony Spaniola, who has a home in Oscoda, Michigan, and has been fighting to hold the Air Force accountable for PFAS contamination there. He says what's happening in New Hampshire comes as no surprise.
It's a function of slow walking and not wanting to spend a whole bunch of money all at once. And it seems to me that they have a pretty long history of doing things like this.
Spaniola says he thinks the Air Force may eventually get around to cleanup.
I think they'll do it in dribs and drabs, but I think we may all be dead by the time they get around to doing anything meaningful. I mean, that's a bit of an exaggeration, but it's not much.
Ultimately, both Spaniola and Mesmer say it may require an act of Congress to get the Air Force to comply with state PFAS standards. I'm Ben Thorpe, WCMU News.